Bonnie Bellhumer has led Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin since 1980. Its name used to be Second Harvesters.
I can tell you that when I first started, we were distributing about 5 to 7 million pounds of food every year.
23 years and a Great Recession later.
Now our distribution is 20 million pounds. And we, in the last 2 years, saw a 31% increase in our distribution, which means the demand continues unabated.
Bellhumer says the face of hunger has also changed.
Where it used to be the homeless individuals years ago, it's now really individuals who are mainstream, before middle-income individuals who have had something bad happen to them on the job scene. It's also people living in the suburbs. They're finding it harder and harder living that American dream, having that home. And then guess what? They maybe are downsized in their job, and so they're finding that that's difficult as well. It's many more families than ever before. And we are now seeing more elderly because they are on fixed income. And, of course, we know Social Security has not increased and kept up. So they are struggling to get by with less money every month, every year.
Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin supplies 1,000 pantries and other groups that feed people. In addition to food drives, the agency gleans tons of unsold groceries from supermarkets, including perishable goods that have reached their expiration date. It also fills semis with seconds, less than perfectly packaged foods. The Hunger Task Force places barrels in grocery stores, hoping shoppers deposit a few items. Sherry Tussler is executive director. She says donations pour in and go out quickly during the holidays, but the greatest need for food here occurs in late summer.
Childhood hunger is at its heaviest during the month of August because the schools are closed and many recreation programs are closed. Soup kitchens have a ridiculous number of unaccompanied children going there looking for a nightly meal. We work with the Milwaukee Public Schools and the Boys and Girls Clubs, along with the federal government, to make sure that the Summer Food Service Program is providing both breakfast and lunch, and then Kohl's Department Stores foots the bill for supper. And so August is the toughest month of all.
Tussler echoes Bellhumer's observation that the need for emergency food has continued to grow.
We were established by a group of volunteers and nutritionists and dietitians in 1974 in order to get school breakfast in the Milwaukee Public Schools. We were called the Hunger Task Force by the community. That was not a name that we initially adopted. We were the Concerned Citizens for School Breakfast. And so we are a task force, and I'm hoping that it ends. I think about the fact that Wisconsin produces enough food to feed all of its citizens and citizens of other countries, and I ask myself why 1 in 4 children in Milwaukee is going hungry. And then I say it's a public policy issue. It's not an access issue. It's not that we don't have enough food.
As for public policy decisions, Tussler says would help, boosting the minimum wage and restoring cuts in federal food stamp programs. She says both could put a dent in her operation. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.